airline industry will have an image crisis.
And Samalt says even with these random events, flying in the U.S. remains extremely safe.
The three people aboard the FedEx plane all got out safely. A day after President Trump berated him in the Oval Office, Ukrainian President Zelensky met with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer in London today. Starmer pledged $3 billion in loans to Ukraine. U.S. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz told Breitbart News Zelensky was to blame for yesterday's shouting match.
How do you come insult someone when you're practically begging them for money and assistance?
Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says Trump's stance on the Russia-Ukraine war makes her sick to her stomach. CBS's MTS Taieb is in Ukraine.
An editorial from one of Ukraine's most prominent online newspapers put it bluntly, quote, America's leadership has switched sides in the war. The Kyiv Daily adding Zelensky's treatment at the White House was a bitter and undeserved humiliation.
The Pentagon is sending another 3,000 active-duty troops to the southern border.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordering troops from a Stryker Brigade combat team and a General Support Aviation Battalion. According to a DOD statement, the mission, to reinforce and expand current border security operations to seal the border and protect the territorial integrity of the United States. The Strykers are medium-armored wheeled personnel carriers. Already more than 9,000 U.S. troops on the southern border, including 4,200 deployed under federal orders, also about 5,000 National Guard troops under the control of governors. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
CBS's Seth Doan is in Rome, where Pope Francis is feeling a little better.
The Pope is stable tonight. He is alert and aware and has not had another spasm of the airways inside his lungs since that respiratory crisis Friday afternoon.
The Pope has been in the hospital for 2 weeks now with double pneumonia. David Johansen has died. He was the front man and last surviving member of the pioneering punk rock band New York Dolls. He later set out on a solo career as his alter ego Buster Poindexter. He was 75. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
A new study finds the dream of home ownership is slipping away for more Americans.
One in five aspiring homeowners surveyed told Bankrate.com they will never be able to save enough for a down payment on a home. Why?
The consistent rise in home prices nationally recently to a new record, and the fact that mortgage rates remain stubbornly high.
Fixed rate mortgages are just under 7%, out of the reach for most Americans, according to economic analyst Mark Hamrick.
Housing affordability has really become, I don't think it's an example. Exaggeration to say that it's in a crisis mode.
Hamrick urges buyers to rent and save on the down payment. Brad Gibson for CBS News.
Someone in Michigan has won the largest online casino jackpot in U.S. history, $9.28 million. The pot had been growing for 12 months on the DraftKings casino game Irish Pot Luck. The winner won the jackpot after betting only 20 cents. The previous record for an online jackpot was $6.5 million. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and chilly tonight with lows in the mid-teens. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs into the mid-30s. But we warm up on Monday with increasing clouds to the mid-40s. Staying mild on Tuesday, cloudy skies and areas of rain. It's 24 right now.
WRJN. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. To Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
See reality from where she got a name. as sweet as the punch.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three. Left side, yes, sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it. With the right hand, it counts and it fouls.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Keep their boyfriends warm at night.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Gonna have to get my knife and the pedal. I'm in love with you, and so I J-N.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag down a pretty floating vine, selling little bottles of love potion number nine. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number nine.
cafe was empty.
There's a man.